And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Peerless Price.
That's a man, type that's a of faucet? One. What is that?
No, that's a wide receiver.
Oh, I'm thinking of Price Pfister.
Did he ever make a swim through here?
I don't think so.
Or was that just always rumored that the Cowboys were interested in him?
Was what?
Well, I don't remember him. Buffalo Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Tennessee Volunteer?
Yeah.
But there, it seemed like there were constant rumors about the Cowboys looking into Peerless Price. All right, it appears that the Eagles are actually in worse shape than the Cowboys, and this fun fact puts into perspective just how bad they've been. Do you realize that the Phillies have won a game more recently than the Eagles?
Yeah. Wow.
The Phillies beat the Nationals on Monday, October 1st, as the baseball regular season was winding down. The Eagles' last win was the day before, Sunday, September 30th, when they beat the Giants.
Yeah. I remember hearing that the first time that they matched up with them a few weeks ago. How
incredible.
Bad is that?
Horrible.
Can I back you up to Peerless Price for a moment?
Yep.
In 2005, he caught 6 passes for the Dallas Cowboys.
I thought
what
he made
heck?
A swim.
I did not remember
I
that.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I knew he did.
Shut up. All right, a couple more sports fun facts. Colts wide receiver Reggie Wayne has caught at least 3 passes in 59 straight games. That's an NFL record.
Wow.
And the Spurs were 12-4 in the month of November, marking the 82nd straight month they've had a winning mark. And that is an all-time NBA record. 82 straight winning months.
Ooh.
Steve, the email pest, wonders if Brittany Griner didn't just set the sparest sports record of all time. She recorded her 8th career dunk. That's an all-time NCAA women's record. Steve says, didn't Jordan do that in a game and a half?
Okay,
yes, Steve, he did. Yes, he did.
It's a new frontier for women in basketball.
By the way, how many years of eligibility does Griner have? Hasn't she been at Baylor for 14 years?
It's her last year, right?
It's got to be.
Yeah, that's a senior year, I do believe.
NumberFire does their mathematical model to predict which teams will make the NFL playoffs. They say Houston and Atlanta will each go 13-3 and end up with the best records in each conference. They predict the Giants to go 9-7 and win the NFC East, and their model has Dallas finishing 8-8 and missing the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The model gives the Cowboys a 14% chance of making the playoffs. It also has the Bears and Seahawks getting the NFC wild cards.
Mm-hmm.
I was very excited to hear the news this week that Mike Tyson will be bringing his one-man show to Dallas. Mike Tyson, The Undisputed Truth, directed by Spike Lee, comes to the Verizon Theater February 19th. Some people love him, some people hate him. I find him to be one of the 5 most intriguing figures in modern sports history, and I'm not willing at this time to release the other 4 names.
Whoa. Okay. When do we get those names?
Is this going to be a time of your choosing?
Yes.
That we're going to get those names? Okay.
Right. Will you guys go to the Tyson show with me?
Usually don't support rapists, but maybe in this case I'll make an exception.
He paid his debt to society, and we're trying to rehab him. Isn't that what it's all about?
Rehabilitating
forgiveness
him.
And rehab.
And the only way to truly integrate a criminal back into society is to give them a one-man show.
Give him a national tour.
No, this is what I predict. I predict that George and I will go to the Tyson show and... we'll forget to call you, and then you won't go see it.
And you'll meet him.
Yeah.
The Texas Sports Hall of Fame announced their class of 2012, and it's a stellar one. Austin's Drew Brees, Texarkana's Eddie Matthews, Shaq, who played his high school ball in San Antonio, UT Heisman winner Ricky Williams, and the ticket's own and true Cowboy Walt Garrison.
All right. That's awesome. I always think about Shaq. It was 3A basketball, right?
San Antonio Cole.
Could you imagine the 6'3 post that used to have to guard him?
He was only 6'11, I think, when he was in high school.
Oh, okay.
Probably only weighed about 270, maybe.
Yeah.
How did he not win the state title, by the way?
Did they not?
I know, because I
thought he wanted every level.
I thought, except for high school, college, and pro, I believe was his quote.
No, I thought he said, I wanted every level except for college and pro.
I think he did win a state title.
I think they won the state title.
I would hope they would.
Yeah. Our buddy Bill Jones used to work in TV in San Antonio, and he was down there when Shaq played. And so every night on his sportscast, he had the Shaquille O'Neal highlight reel and about 20 Shaq dunks in whatever high school game he was playing in. Have you ever been to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame?
No.
Is it in Waco?
It's in Waco. Yeah, it's great.
We need to go.
They need to move that.
Hang on, Danny. We do need to go to that. We host a sports show.
Yeah. God, shut that thing down.
Remember Jack Taylor, the kid who set a college record when he scored 138 points for Grinnell in a game last week? What did he do for an encore? Grinnell lost 131-116 to William Penn College of Iowa, and they held Taylor to 21 points on 6-for-21 shooting. After the game, Taylor said, "It brought me back down to earth."
Only 21.
Go from 138 to 21. Controversy at the Dallas Turkey Trot last week. One of the best runners in the area, Logan Sherman, jumped in the race as a non-registered bandit runner.
Hey, guys.
He got carried away, and once he found himself in the lead, he just went ahead and broke the tape as the winner of the race. He even did the TV interview afterwards as the winner. The race eventually realized he wasn't an official participant, and they DQ'd him, naming Bobby Zeller the rightful winner.
Wow, is that a sorry thing to do?
Yeah, it is. There are a lot of people do bandit races. They just jump in and they don't pay, and that's sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But to win it?
Break the tape.
To break the tape and do the interview and you didn't register? That's really sorry. From the Wheels Off criminal file, Jamel Wilson, 18-year-old in Knoxville, Tennessee, became the most recent hapless carjacker forced to abort his gunpoint heist after discovering the car was a stick shift which he couldn't drive. He fled on foot but was arrested minutes later.
Off.
There you go. How many dudes or gals can drive the stick shift these days?
Wow. Less than 10%?
You know, maybe we'll do that. Maybe I'll swim through this building after the show one day and take a poll and find out how many people can drive a stick shift.
Mm-hmm. I would bet it's 1 in 10, maybe 2 in 10.
Yeah, I bet you it's 1 in 10. And I think some people are going to lie about it. They can't really drive it efficiently, but they have driven one or two times, so they're going to say that they can drive a stick
shift. That's me. I drove a stick shift once from Casper, Wyoming to Boulder, Colorado, because I had to.
But you stayed in fourth or fifth the whole time?
Oh, I did it, and I got there, but I talk about grinding the gears. Good Lord.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, they make these transmissions now so efficient that you can get better gas mileage with an automatic transmission than you can a stick shift, which is amazing to me, because that used to always be one of the benefits of a manual.
Unless you have a Ferrari, I don't know why anyone would want a stick shift.
I'm raising my hand right now because I want one.
I do too. That's why I'm going to drive a truck. I'm going to shift a bunch of gears.
You're going to get a truck. You're going to get a manual truck.
Really? No, I'm talking about an 18-wheeler.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, never going to own.
He's tuned
of
out of the conversation.
A stick shift in a truck and in a pickup, that's the royal beating. Because
the three on the tree?
No, even when it's on the floor, because the thing's like 4 feet long.
Got too much throw.
Oh, it's horrible. I had one of those, and it was awful.
God, that bus driver. That's all I can think about is that stupid bus driver when I was in elementary school. That thing had so much throw in that stick shift. And it was real thin. It was like a Bob Barker microphone with this little flattened mushroom button on top of it.
That's what our bus driver had to deal with. There was so much throw that when he would shift into third, he'd have to get up and walk it over there.
Yes. Yeah, first was up way up by the dash, and then second was laying flat on the floor.
Yeah, Reynolds had a problem with that, too.
Okay, made up name there.
And finally, a guy is walking down the street with some chicken wire under his arm. His neighbor sees him and asks what he has. The guy replies, "It's chicken wire and I'm going to catch some chickens." His neighbor says, "You fool, you can't catch chickens with chicken wire." Later that night, he sees the guy walking down the street dragging 12 chickens. The next day, he sees him walking down the street with some duct tape under his arm. He says, "What are you up to?" The guy says he's got some duct tape and he's going to catch some ducks. The neighbor replies, "You fool, you can't catch ducks with duct tape. It's not even the same spelling." Sure enough, later that night, he sees the guy walking down the street dragging 12 ducks behind him. The next day, he sees the guy walking with something else under his arm. He asks what it is. The guy replies, it's a pussy willow.
Oh.
The neighbor says, hold on, let me get my hat.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Isn't it just vulgarity?
It is, and you can see them just coming from a mile away.
I know.
Now.
I can't listen to the station anymore.
That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, voted best DFW radio segment by none other than the Junes.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah! Thank you, Junior. 753 here on The Ticket. Don't miss this explosive audio next in the emergency break of the week.